the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello. Welcome to it.
What note is that?
C minor.
C.
Meet me here at C. Oh, gosh. If you have tuned into this podcast for the first time... I'm sorry, I promise.
Well, I mean, if you've heard our show, this is around the same quality we do 3 to 6 weekdays, yeah. CFM Sunny Coast.
Well, I don't know, slightly lower quality, I think.
Welcome back. If you have tuned in before and you've chosen to tune in again, today's show, a lot of different ridiculousness going on.
Yeah, true.
Queensland Rail caused me a couple of headaches on the weekend, and I managed to ferry half the Sunny Coast home.
That is a great story. Stick around for that. It happens like halfway through the podcast.
Also, a little bit later on, we're talking about when did you accidentally see something raunchy after an entire plane was shown a sexy film?
Yeah, they were.
From Ellie's personal note.
It was not no. there. None of them in existence. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Live across the sunny coast.
Is your mouse eating your cheese?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Oh, happy Monday. Kidding.
It's pretty much Friday already, isn't it?
How good does it feel? Honestly. Albo, if you're listening, 4-day work weeks, let's bring them in.
And we know he listens.
Big fan of the show.
Huge fan of the show.
Big fan.
Sunny Coast, I want to bring you into a conversation that Ellie and I have had earlier this morning. She came into work this morning and she goes, oh, 4-day weeks is how you get top shelf Cheney at work. So I'm expecting 4 great shows this week. Top shelf, Ellie.
Okay.
Do we normally not get that?
Oh, look, you do.
Yeah.
You get an aspiration to be top shelf, but you don't get the physical capability because I'm held back by the 5-day work week.
Oh, see,
whereas this week...
You can just let loose now. You're not held back by anything.
Exactly.
No more inhibitions.
No.
Great.
I can do whatever I want.
You can.
Top shelf chains on my eyes.
Do whatever you want. 3, 2, 1, go.
Tick-tock on the clock, because the... No, I don't want to lose listeners.
No. Happy Monday, Sunny Coast, /Tuesday. Thank you very much. Big show, lots of prizes, including a whole heap of passes to the new Venom film coming our way real soon. Heap of double passes between now and 6 o'clock to give away.
Up next, though, I had 3 days off on the weekend to work on my boat for the Builder Boat Regatta.
Oh, top shelf Cheney.
Can confirm the blueprints are ready.
Oh, God.
For you
blueprints.
To survey.
My boat's done.
Yeah, well.
A week ago.
Sorry, I am more detailed.
This was your idea, this builder boat.
Wait till you see my blueprints, mate. I'll show them to you next.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Now.
Design the life you want with supports by Design Disability Services.
Build a boat with Ellie and Taz. Build a boat to win 2K cash.
Ellie and Taz's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a boat
and hope it doesn't sink. Happening October 26th. You've got a couple of weeks up your sleeve if you want to be a part of it, Sunny Coast. This is the 3rd year running. Families, corporate groups, friend groups get together, build homemade boats and a stuff that you've got lying at home, maybe free stuff you're able to pick up on Marketplace. You build this contraption. It's a whole heap of fun with your friends and family. And then you get to race that contraption against others down at beautiful Golden Beach, hoping to win 2K cash for the first prize. But there's over 3.5K to give away on the day. So you're probably going to be walking away with some dollary dues in your pocket anyway.
Absolutely. Register now, cfm.radio, if you want to be a part of it. A
couple of weeks ago, I finished my boat. It's out of milk cartons and bottles. The bottles, of course, filled with air. They're my flotation device. They're all strapped together to make a raft.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a name, but I will keep that to myself for now. We haven't heard much from Team Ellie, though.
Well, look, yours is exclusively milk bottles, right?
Yes.
The plastic ones.
Yeah.
Mine, I said, you know what? If you're going to go milk bottles, I want to do the harder option, and that's going milk cartons.
Well, last year you did amazingly well by being the only boat that sunk.
I didn't sink.
Last
I capsized.
Place. Last place in your own race.
Okay. I was submerged a little bit, and then I capsized. I have spent... the long weekend working on blueprints for my boat.
Here we go. This is the first time I've seen her lift a finger with this damn competition. We're like 3 weeks in. Sunny Coast, get ready for this.
Okay. First, I'd like to reveal the name of my boat. In year one of the CFM Builder Boat Regatta, my boat's name was the Bamboom because I had bamboo slats and it went boom.
Yep.
Year two was made out of floating buoys. So it
buoys.
Was called
buoys.
Buoys. My boat was called Tiny Little Boys.
Yeah, buoys.
This year, Given my boat is made out of milk cartons, I am calling it Ahoy Me Milk Carties.
Oh, gosh. I wonder what Foz and Brooke are doing.
Okay. So, I've done up the blueprints.
Oh, my gosh. She's got an A3 piece of paper. Hang on. Let me talk you through it, Sunny Coast, as she holds up to the camera. It'll be on the socials. Blueprints for Ahoy Me Milk Carties. Mm-hmm. Step one, the hull construction. Mm-hmm. So 12 times 6, so that's what, 72 cartons.
Oh, I didn't actually do the full maths. Thank you for doing the 72 for
No
me.
Problem. Step two, wall me up, bro.
Yep, that's step two.
With a whole heap of cartons making a barricade. Okay, so you're going to have a flat 6 by 12 of cartons along the base as like a raft.
Yep.
Then you're going to have a wall going around it. So you're in a bathtub made of milk cartons.
Some would call it a boat.
Step three, tower turret.
Yeah.
Streamline the water cutting technology at the front. Oh, so she's going to go, there's going to be a point to your boat.
That's where the one carton milk cartons come in. Not the like soy milk cartons. These are different cartons. So
they're not the
form...
rectangle ones.
Yeah.
These are the pointy top like a breaker.
Yes. So they're gonna break the water and streamline.
I like that. I don't mind
Thank
that.
Thank you.
And the final step is the unveiling.
Correct. The final product. With the little, that's me in the boat.
Yes.
And it's moving forward quite nicely.
So you put a lot of effort into drawing you, not a lot of effort into drawing the rest of the milk cartons.
I didn't even draw on my luscious golden locks yet.
This is crazy. Why don't you just build it? We don't need blueprints.
Okay. Sorry that I am just being an engineer about the whole thing. Okay?
No one works harder.
You know what? Prior preparation prevents piss poor performance. It's a well-known saying.
It is.
And that's what I'm doing.
So have you put any milk cartons together at this point?
No.
Have you tested the floatability of the cartons?
I put a carton in a sink of water and,
it
floated.
And it floats. I know that. But do you think 80 to 100 will keep you in the out of the water?
I'm only a light gal.
Okay. Last week you said you were the girthiest gal around.
A lot of different gals, to be honest.
Sunny Coast, we'll see how her boat goes in the coming days. Do you want me to put a blueprint of my boat together and bring it into the show?
No, don't copy my ideas. Your design process is your design process, bruh.
My saying is no prep equals better than Ellie.
Mate, failing to plan is planning to fail.
All right,
I could keep going all day.
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9
CFM.
I am all for rules, Taz. Mm-hmm. I love police. I love the government. Well, sometimes. I'm a rule follower, okay? So I'm okay with abiding by the law.
Teacher's peddler.
I mean, I was raised by a judge, so
makes
sense.
Yeah.
This.
Did you always sit at the front row in class?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. It checks out.
I know. This story that's come out over the weekend from Moffat Beach, though, makes me so mad, and I am on this person's side.
Are you anti-rules?
I'm anti-rules.
Here we go.
In this situation, a woman named Robin, who owns a store in Moffat, was sitting outside her shop, and she had her dog Violet's leash under her foot, and the dog was sleeping at her feet, right?
Yeah.
So, you know how, like, sometimes you put the lead down, you step your foot on it so to make sure the dog doesn't run away?
Yep.
She has been given a fine for $800, $806, for not holding the dog leash properly, not restraining her dog properly, allegedly.
Sounds like a bit of a loophole to me.
For who? For the council?
You know? Yeah, like for that rule.
Well, okay, so they've only raised it. They've raised the fines and they've had this huge campaign for the last couple of
months. Is the dog under control?
Yes, the dog's asleep at her feet.
Yes, no. That should be the question.
Yeah.
If no, fine.
Right.
Right. I understand that there needs to be a rule there because unleashed dogs and uncontrolled dogs are super annoying, even at dog beaches and stuff, because some dogs don't like you having your random dog approach them randomly.
Mm-hmm.
100%. But just, was the dog under control? Yes.
Yes, if the leash was under her foot.
If it was asleep under her feet, then yeah.
If the dog had tried to run away, she could have just stamped her foot down a little bit further and boom, the dog's under control.
Yep.
So she's called up council and said, hey, you know, I'm not happy about this. Fair enough.
Yep.
And they've said, nah, sent her the fine in the mail. Not happy.
Is there someone that's had to go up to her and fine her in person?
Yeah. So she said that the council workers drove past, saw her sitting out front of her shop with the dog and then came back, spoke to her about it.
Oh,
yeah. I know. It's ridiculous. I just think, look, I'm the same. Control your dog in public by all means.
Yeah.
But surely in that situation, council workers could have been like, hey, just so you know, next time, you know, make sure the dog's tied up properly.
Can you hold the leash?
Yeah. $800.
She would have gone, oh, okay, no problem.
Yeah. And this is a good reminder for anyone who does, you know, take their dog to off-leash areas that are not off-leash areas. $800 now is. It's been raised from $300.
$800, I was going to say. Now that's the next point.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know.
It's a PlayStation 5.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money. 545-11919. How are you feeling about this, Sunny Coast?
Yeah, who's starting on?
I don't think anybody's going to call up being on the side of the council.
The council.
Except for somebody that may work at the council.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
It's been a tough year, 2024, for music festivals, not just here on the Sunny Coast, but Australia-wide. A lot of the big ones getting cancelled, just not getting the go-ahead this year.
However, Big Pineapple, baby. Coming back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, bring it on. So it's not the entire industry, but it has been tough for music festivals across the board. And I'm sure Big Piney, you know, are loving the fact that there's a few others around them that have been cancelled.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Rubbing their hands together. There has been a lineup for something slightly different announced, I don't know, in the last couple of days. It's come up on my feed. The Australian Open for next year.
Mm.
They must do shows. I've never been to the Oz Open before, but they must do shows or concerts at night.
I have been to the Oz Open before and have never heard of concerts happening.
So they've got a three-day, three concerts happening, Thursday the 23rd of January,
yes.
Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th. So I'm guessing that's leading up to the finals,
mm-hmm.
sort of the big matches that everybody's looking forward to.
Yeah, it's usually Australia Day, the final.
So Thursday, Benson Boone.
I want you, I need you, whole guy.
That's a big name.
I mean, try and find him on any music festival list.
Yeah.
These beautiful things that I've
banger.
Don't know the Friday artists, so I'm just going to skip them.
Oh, who are they?
Kaytranada.
Oh, yeah, classic. No, I don't know Kaytranada.
You don't have any ready to go?
No, sorry.
Okay. Saturday, Armin van Helden is playing, mm-hmm. and your favourite.
Yeah.
Kesha.
I'm going down. When's that? Saturday?
Saturday the 25th of January. Kesha is playing at the Australian Open.
I need to go. That's a long weekend. Yeah, that'll be a long weekend.
Great. You'll be able to go. Big night on Saturday.
Do I have to watch the tennis as well? Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Sunday, 2 days ago, we were looking forward to the NRL Grand Final and my sister messages the family chat in the morning and she says, hey, everybody. I'm coming up from Brisbane. I'm going to catch the train. Can somebody pick me up from Nambour Station, please? Want to watch the game with you guys. And we're like, great. Welcome to town, Ree. We haven't seen her in a couple of weeks. She's just got back from Spain, of course, when she did the Jigsaw Puzzle Championship over in Spain, the World Jigsaw Puzzle. Sixth in the world. Thank you very much.
Huge.
So she's doing really well. So this is like a welcome home tour for her. And she kind of wanted to stamp on the Panthers day. You know, she wanted to be what everybody was talking about in the Ericsson household. Anyway, so I said, yeah, no worries, Ree. I'll pick you up from Nambour Station. I got about two-thirds the way to the Nambour. And she messages me and she goes, hey. She calls me, sorry, from the train and says, hey, they've just told us this train isn't going to make it all the way to Nambour.
Oh, geez, that's a threatening thing to say over the loudspeaker.
Okay. She says, this is what the train has said. She sent it to me word for word. Which is, she says it's pretty much spot on. This train will stop at Caboolture and go no further. There is an issue with the overhead lines on the Sunshine Coast line and all future trains are on hold. This was on Sunday, so it's a couple of days ago now. I think they fixed it. Please make alternative arrangements from Caboolture. Queensland Rail have not made any alternative arrangements at this stage. So, aka, train's going to stop.
Catch up.
You're not where you're supposed to be. You can deal with it, right? So she was on the phone to me going, hey, Taz, like, can you just pick me up instead from Caboolture? I know it's a pain and rah, 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 and then we'll go up to the coast together, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
She then hangs up. Lady from across the aisle goes, oh, is somebody going to come and pick you up? And then the guy behind her goes, I need to get to work on time. So if
no.
he could come and. So I don't know what I'm walking in on here. I drive all the way down to Caboolture to pick up my sister that I'd volunteered to pick her up. I wish I'd let Mum and Dad do it now. I get there. She's standing in a small group of people,
no,
isn't she?
She's made some friends on the journey.
Well, she looked at me as I turned up with these eyes of like, don't ask. I've not been able to say no. So anyway, shout out to my friends. that I made. So I only remember two of their names. I don't remember the third. But Jamie had to go into Mooloolaba for a job.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, I had to drop off at Landsborough Station.
No.
Yeah.
And then you had to go on to Bligh Bligh.
The third one I took into Nambour and then I went into Bligh Bligh.
No. So you went
Landsborough,
Caboolture, Landsborough, Mooloolaba,
Nambour, Bligh Bligh.
How long did that take you?
An extra hour and a bit. Like it was just...
Did they offer you any money or special treats or anything?
Well, they assumed since I was already going that way and I just got
but
in
you
and
were,
they
you
said
going
thank
to
you. They were very appreciative, but they'd also, the way Ree now tells me the story, because I was like, as soon as the last one hopped out of the car, I was like, Ree, what the hell was that? And she goes, I'm sorry, they all like ganged up on me.
No, you can't do that.
Well, I mean... Think of it in that position. You're going to be dropped at Caboolture.
Yeah, Caboolture and Nambour are not close.
It's not an Uber away,
no.
Unless you've got $100 or something up
yeah.
your sleeve. Like, it's a big trip. There's not buses. It's a Sunday afternoon. You want to get home for the grand final, or you've got a work shift starting or whatever.
Yeah. So surely if I'm them, like, and I'm bold enough to ask for relief, I'm offering you $50 or something. I'm going to transfer you the money. You know, like, you're a stranger.
I didn't get any money.
You didn't get any money and you didn't get any... They didn't say, here, have like this spare cupcake or something.
Also, Ree didn't offer me any money either when I picked up my sister. So all the way from Caboolture. So anyway, I let my parents drop her back off at the train station the next
day. Yes, that's fair. And
no
then,
longer picking her up.
Are you letting your parents pick up the Landsborough person, the Mooloolaba person? And the other
I don't know
as
where.
Well?
Where are they now?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This is CFM live across the sunny coast. We are Ellie and Taz.
Why are you so lovable? And yet if you really get to spend time with Ellie, she's so gross.
No, I'm not.
Your food's gross. You have maggots in your bedroom and you wear clothes into this room that have stunk up the studio.
Okay, I just went and got changed because I've got netball straight after work tonight and I have put on a jumper that, you know how like you wash it and then it doesn't quite dry properly and it gets that musty smell to it? It's got that.
I can smell your must from here.
Do I have to take it off? It's so cold in here.
No, keep it on. But
it'll air out, surely, as the show goes on in the soundproof studio that we're sitting in.
Gross.
In the air capsule.
I'm thinking of farting just to like neutralise the smell in here.
You know my rules about farting in the studio.
What's the rule?
Don't do it. Okay?
Let's play Bando! Sunny Coast. Distract me from the smell. We need to guess this song. We're going back to 2018. We're going to add in instrument by instrument until we can get it. It has had 1 billion YouTube views in 6 years.
2018. Whoo! All right. I've got an artist in mind of who I think it could be, but let's wait and see. Layer by layer, if you think you know it, 545-11919. Try and beat us because we don't know the answer.
It is thanks to our friends at Mooloolaba Music, your local music superstore. On Friday, we are drawing a $100 voucher to spend there.
Honestly, I keep getting whiffs of my jumper. And
it's nonstop over here,
has.
Love.
You don't have to wear it. All right, layer number one.
Five four five double one 919 is our number if you think you know what it is. The beauty of this game is both Ellie and myself do not know the song yet.
Yep, I haven't got that yet. Any ideas from you?
Nothing.
No? All right.
I like that little nugget in the middle.
Yeah, there was a little juicy nugget in there. Mm. All right, let's see layer number two.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm going to kick myself. Mm-hmm. Why do we do this? I do this every day. It's a crap feeling when you know it. It's on the tip of your tongue.
Tickles your brain, doesn't it?
545-11919. Let's add in another instrument.
All right, let's go.
Got it. I've got it.
I think I've got the artist. but I do not have Les Song.
5511919 Sunny Coast. I'm going to guess it because I have been really over the top here.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, okay, I know it.
Oh, good. I'm right. Tazzy. You're right.
I'm right. Play Another Layer.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it Clean Bandit?
Yes. And Demi Lovato. Remember what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Good get by you. Good get by you.
Thank you. Let's go to the Sunny Coast. 5451119 Rod, what is it, mate?
It's Broken Hearted, isn't it? I think that's the name of the song. Oh, I could be wrong. I don't know. Actual name of the song.
Can you sing it? Yeah, keep singing.
Yes, that's not what it's called, but you have the right song.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm kicking myself like you before now.
It's kind of fun hearing Rodney squirm.
No.
Because I do it solo. I want to fall,
but I'm broken hearted. You were right about being broken hearted, Rod. The song is by Clean Bandit. It's called Solo.
Yeah, and Demi Lovato is the singer as well. Not close enough, Rodney. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, Rod. We'll play again tomorrow, though. Bandit will be back. Good job, Tazzy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. We do often say on this show, Tazzy, don't come to us for financial advice.
Really don't take any sort of advice from this show.
No. Oh, life advice.
No. Because it's handed out by two people that really don't know what they're doing.
True. Very
We're
true.
Winging it, all right?
Well, I want to give a bit of business advice.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, yeah.
From someone who's never
Who should listen?
Business.
Who should start taking notes?
Anyone who has to submit an expense claim
right.
to an accounts department.
Awesome.
Okay, so if that's you, listen closely. So on Friday night, a bunch of us from work went out because it was the wonderful Phoebe from Digital's farewell party. So we went to the Bluff Bar in Alex and had a few Beveraginos responsibly, yeah. Of course, as it always is. And one of the girls, the lovely Danny, who works on reception, at one point pulled something out of her bag and was like, oh, my God, guys, I've forgotten to expense the milk run. I was like, what do you mean?
What?
She pulled this receipt out and yeah. on it was two things of milk
okay.
from Harvest Cafe downstairs for
yes.
$5.
Right.
And because she's receptionist, everything she buys, like on the company card, she has to expense to our accounts department so they
yeah.
know, you know.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, no, I've got the receipt here. I haven't done it. I've got to do it. This is like 11 p.m. on Friday night.
Oh, no.
I said,
Danny,
all right,
don't.
I'll help you out here. We'll expense this together. But why don't we give the lovely Jules in accounts a bit of fun with this expense claim?
So, is this where your advice comes
this
in?
This is where the advice is.
Okay.
If you're going to send through an expense claim, jazz it up. Why not host a photo shoot at the Alex Surf Club with said receipt?
Oh, because you need to send in a copy of the receipt.
You need to take a photo of
right.
it.
Right.
Why not put a little pep in the photo? So we took turns around the circle handing this receipt for $5 worth of milk.
Yeah.
And he had to pose with it. So I have about 20 to 30 photos in my camera roll of everyone posing. You've got Fozzie posing with the receipt.
Oh my gosh. People have stuck it to their foreheads. I don't even recognize half these people. You've just got randoms from the bar.
Well, at one point, this guy's like, hey, you guys taking photos? Do you want me to take some photos of you? Yeah, absolutely. So there's like 50 photos of us posing with a receipt for $5 worth of milk, and Jules from accounts is going to receive them all in an email.
Yeah.
Just so we make sure that expense.
So you're really
paid.
Rubbing into the fact that accounts wasn't there that night, wasn't enjoying it.
The all-staff email invite went out, buddy. Mm. Everyone was invited.
Not everybody can be awake past 11 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, a couple of days ago, we did talk about this, the start of it. Ned Brockman is starting a 1,000-mile world record challenge down in Sydney Olympic Park. He is, of course, the guy that 2 or 3 years ago ran across Australia trying to beat the world record for that amount of distance. He had to do it like 3 marathons a day or something ridiculous.
100 Ks a day he did. Yeah.
Just no thank you. A huge nope from me for that amount of running. However, he is set off on this 1,000-mile challenge. He's got 10 days to do it. He's about 5 days in at this point. So the last update on the Instagram was 9 hours ago. It was this morning at 4.5 days. So he's coming up to that full fifth day.
Mm-hmm.
Ned, Team Ned update. Done 171 Ks today, so totaling 654 Ks as of this morning.
He's need 1,000 miles is like 1,600.
Yeah. It's gonna be 1,600. So yeah, he's got just under 1,000 Ks to go. He's a little behind where he needs to be, but just if you're not across at Sunny Coast, this guy is an inspiration because he is turning up. Constantly doing it. The previous record was set by a professional.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's an Aussie.
Yeah.
He's just an Aussie larrikin, long mullet, great attitude.
Yeah.
Swears quite a bit in his social stuff, but you just gotta love the guy.
Before he did the run across Australia, he'd barely done it. About 2 years before he decided to do it, and at that point in time, he'd never run more than like a few Ks.
Yeah.
Like the mental fortitude it would take. I mean, set aside the physical stuff, you're gonna get blisters.
He's bleeding from all sorts of stuff. His feet look just shot. His nose is bleeding. It's hot out there. They're having to like choose different times of day for him to be able to get the stints out because all he's doing, so he's not running an exciting track.
Yeah.
He's running ovals.
Yeah.
Which is what, 400, 800 meters or whatever it is at Sydney Olympic Park.
Should we do it? Should we try and beat him next year?
Ellie, just...
We've got good mental fortitude.
Look, I love your enthusiasm. I love your positivity. But just let me say something. He's doing 160 kilometres a day.
Yeah.
Just listen.
Remember I did the 10K a couple of months ago?
Yeah, and you were wrecked. You had to go home for a little nap.
Yeah, we'll just times that
by 16 every day, and he's falling behind on where he needs to be.
Yeah. All right. He might have me on this one.
I think he's got
you. Put it out there.
He is a weapon. Sunny Coast, if you haven't followed him, you've got 5 days to get around it. It's only going to get more and more publicized as we get closer to the finish line. Whether he does the challenge or not is irrelevant. He's already raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for youth homelessness.
Yeah.
Go get him. Go get him, Ned.
Good on you, Ned.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, we just want to know, when did you see something raunchy you weren't meant to see? It was a bit of an accident. Wrong place, wrong time.
Put that away.
Because a story's come out over the weekend, which has tickled me. A Qantas flight from Sydney to Tokyo.
Yes.
There was a technical glitch, which meant that the in-flight entertainment system, the individual screens on people's seats, weren't working.
Okay.
Instead, they had to show, the airline crew had to pick one movie and the whole plane had to watch that movie. You couldn't do individual choices.
Oh, wow, okay.
Bit annoying. It's a long flight, Sydney to Tokyo.
Yeah.
So a couple of people requested one particular movie and that was the one that the airline crew put on without actually doing any thorough research about what was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's called Daddy-O, which came out last year. It's got Dakota Johnson, Sean Penn. I don't know it.
No. Nope.
But from what I've learned from this story is it's quite sexy. Quite a sexy film.
Okay. And every seat was showing it.
Every seat on the plane, including the seats with children in them.
Yeah.
And young eyes that probably shouldn't have seen the sexy stuff, because not only was it, sexually explicit content, but there was a lot of sexting in this movie. So you didn't even need headphones on to see the words, to read what was going on. There's close-ups of phone screens with some naughty language in it.
So parents would have looked over and gone, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Put your tray table up, Timmy.
Yes, literally. Here, read this book. Look down. So they got about
Brace position.
They couldn't figure out how to turn off individual screens, so they ended up just switching it over to a kids' movie
for
the rest of the flight. So no one knew how Daddy-O ended, unfortunately.
Well, I think we might do. 545-11919. If you want tickets to see Venom, The Last Dance, promise it's not a sexy movie.
No.
It's Marvel. It's going to be a great film. We've got a heap of double passes up our sleeves to give you. So if you call through, you've got a story. When did you see something raunchy that you shouldn't have? Give us a call.
When I was like 18.
Okay.
And I walked in on my parents.
No.
No.
They had no idea I saw them. And so I walked out, slammed the front door to let them know I was home. and pretend that nothing has happened.
That's a good way to play it, I think.
Justine, did you ever tell them that you saw them?
No.
Why? Why would she tell them that? Why? Who wants to have that conversation with their parents?
I don't know. I just... So, wow.
Because, oh no.
This is, I don't know how I feel about asking this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How often do you think about that moment? You know, like, is it etched into your memory never to be forgotten, or do you try and just push it as far down as possible?
Weirdly, I have spoken about it quite a few times.
Oh, it's the story you whip out at parties.
Don't say whip out. Yeah, wrong no, segment yeah. to say whip out, yeah. okay?
Who am I? Justine's dad.
I think I'm so traumatised by it, and the more you talk about it, it's like therapy.
Yeah, that's true. Better out than in. I was...
No, again, let's roll the tape, play a song.
Oh,
play a song. Justine, you're going to Venom. Well done.
No worries at all. There you go. Therapy and a free couple of movie tickets. What more could you want out of the story?
Exactly.
Good on you, sister. Thank you.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.